Herald Interview Voices, a series of conversations about Decatur and Central Illinois. Who are the voices? The voices are Herald Interview reporters and Herald Interview readers like you. Stay tuned to the end of this podcast to find out how you can participate.
Hi, welcome to HR Voices. I am Tim Kane, the entertainment columnist at the Herald Interview, older than dirt, and I'm here with my young friends who are going to be going to Decatur Celebration, one certainly for the first time and the other probably for the first time.
Right.
My friends Kennedy and Annalise are here. Say your last name so I don't embarrass one of you by making you say your last name.
Trofimuck.
Nolan.
Yep,
spell
that's
it.
Me. Me or her?
Well, Nolan.
N-O-L-E-N.
Yeah.
E-N.
Yeah, see, that's...
Some
that's...
people, I've heard G-N to start,
no
K-N. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
I have a whole process that I go through.
Well, so
you do. You say it the same every time.
Every time.
M as in Mary?
I have to, because they always mess up the same letters. T as in Tom, R-O, F like Frank, I M like Mary, U-K. It's like a whole, it's like a second alphabet.
I always hear you telling sources that on the phone.
That's fun. That's fun. I mean, and you got it mastered this early. That's good.
Yeah, I mean,
now, you're both under 25, correct?
I am 44.
Okay. So we have an event that's taking place this weekend that was 10 years into its run by the time you were born. Mm. And now you're going to be in charge of covering it, or you're going to be among the team from the Herald Review covering it. What are your expectations? Have you talked to people about Celebration and had any thoughts? I'll start with Kennedy because she looks deeply in thought.
I remember going, I think I was like 14 or 15.
Okay.
And I don't really remember doing much.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember anything other than a ton of people walking around and sweating. So that's kind of what I'm expecting.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm going to say that.
Donette talks about how good the food is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people go for the food, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, I don't really know what else.
Do you have any kind of expectation, Annalise?
My first day in April, that was one of the first things Donette mentioned to me was Celebration, and I was like, oh, okay, it's, you know, like a thing. It's a festival of sorts or something. And we don't really have anything like that in Tinley Park. They have like little tiny carnival things in like a train station parking lot that are really annoying for all the commuters. But this seems like it'll be fun. Like, it seems like, yeah, the food, I'm excited
to
see.
There's a big, like, carnival I saw.
Which should be fun. But yeah, I think there will be a lot of good food. I hope that there are funnel cakes.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
Yeah.
I love those.
Now, what's the difference between funnel cakes and elephant ears?
I heard there's something, but I have no clue.
We did this for the Macon County Fair, Donette, Jalen, and I. We bought both. The elephant ear was, like, crispier, and the funnel cake was, like, soft and incredible and great.
They taste similar, right?
No.
What?
One is, like, cinnamony.
At least
the stuff we tried, the elephant ear was cinnamony. And the funnel cake had like powdered sugar, and it would like melt onto the funnel cake as you were eating it. Oh my gosh!
I have a memory of that story in whatever form it took, because it actually informed me, and I thought, oh, that's very interesting. Obviously, 6 months later, I've forgotten about it, but
me too.
Had to mention it again. So, so I mean, as far as the size and scope of it, does it something that sounds overwhelming?
Kinda, yeah.
How we've been planning for it,
Well, it's just interesting because I know what's happening. Like, I know there's a bunch of food. I know that there's like musical guests,
and I know
there's like other things. And it just
like a hot dog eating
seems
contest.
Like it's gonna be chaos, but like good chaos, like fun.
Yeah, Annalisa and I are like all day Saturday. So
yeah.
Have they pulled you in on the food sampling either, as well?
Like, set people chosen.
Yeah.
You have to be the chosen one to do the food tasting.
But neither of you got...
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's disappointing, but that's all right. Well,
and
this is an event, you'll be covering it for the Herald Review, not just walking around
Saturday,
I'm from the Herald Review. What kind of... How do you cover an event that big?
That's a very nice question.
Yeah, Tim, how do you cover an event that big?
I can tell you how to do that. You guys are both journalists,
you
right?
Pick like what, like, well, I don't covering the parade.
What I usually do is pick something I find incredibly interesting, stick with it, and obviously add other bits in that are happening, but focus on one person or thing that's interesting.
No, I feel like, yeah, you have to have a couple options in your mind. Like, you could go through the perspective of someone who goes every single year and has done it since the very first year, which has probably been done before. Or you can, yeah, you, or you I think you kind of just have to
new, yeah.
feel it out when you get there and, yeah. then, and then see.
I mean, the thing that I've said this so many times to people who've come in and had to go out and cover it, and finally, the last guy who had to do it realized that I was right. Just, what do I do when I get down there? Well, you know what? I'm a journalist. I tell people stories. Mm-hmm. That guy looks like he might have an interesting story. I'm going to go ask him. Oh, he doesn't? All right. Maybe that person.
Move on to the next. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and sometimes you can just run. Sometimes you can just run into the most spectacular story
ever. And
that'll
just happen sometimes if you're lucky.
One year I was down there and it started raining and I was near Central Park, mm-hmm. and I just sat down on a bench next to a couple who were probably in their 70s. And I just said hi and we started chatting a little bit, and it turned out that they had been to every one.
Mm-hmm.
They had the specific things that they were going to do, and they just had that plan. And that's a fantastically sweet story to be able to tell.
Yeah, a couple would be.
You know, I mean, and I think that the thing that I am most envious of you guys about is that you're in a possibility where you could see three or even four generations, probably not four, but certainly three generations who have all have their own celebration memories.
Right.
Yeah.
And
so
have the memories with the parents and stuff,
too. It might be cool to find, like, a grandparent and their kid, and then the grandkid to, like, talk about and follow.
What are the things that have so do you understand how the food vehicles are set up on the street, or is that going to be something, and do you want to know, or is it just, I mean, how much do you want to know before you go
down
there?
I have absolutely no idea. The only thing I know, okay, I have like three things
I
in
think
my
there
head.
Might be a map, right?
Yeah.
Yes, there was a map that ran in this morning's paper, Thursday morning.
I really don't know what to expect as far as that's concerned. I just know that there's supposed to be food everywhere.
And there will be. I mean, you're going to have to...
Lots of new ones, too.
Yeah, well, I think what's cool, like, from our perspective, having not really had much experience with celebration, is hopefully we can bring a fresh perspective. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just drink a lot of coffee that morning. So
I think one of the other things to keep in mind is that just seeing it through the eyes of another person is a new way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... I mean, obviously, we want you guys to... I'll be gone next week, but you will both be in here doing some kind of podcast about your experiences after you've been there, so...
Yeah.
Are we excited? Are we scared? Are we bored?
All of the above. Okay. Not bored.
Never bored.
You caught me there.
Never bored. That'll do it for HR Voices. Thanks for joining us. Rate, review, subscribe. You'll love it. It's a way of life. And because I know how much Kennedy loves this, if you know...
You know.
This has been Herald and Review Voices. To participate in Herald and Review Voices or to suggest someone for us to talk to, send an email to timcain@herald-review.com. timcain@herald-review.com. Call 217-421-6908 or visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/heraldandreview. Thanks.